John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Just back to this one I mentioned briefly earlier on from the Cairns Post today. Right across the two pages, the headline reads, "Alleged child sex abuse shame. Ex-worker claims of horrific residential care mistreatment. We've been talking about this ResiCare issue for some time because we've had people ringing in from the suburbs saying this ResiCare thing is an absolute farce and a disaster. It's not just voluntary people saying, oh, I'll take a couple of kids in or whatever, who have troubled kids after they've got into trouble with the law. It's a business. It's big business. And they're just scattered all over town. I can't remember how many now, but quite a few of them. And residents nearby say, it's a farce. As soon as the police are gone, they're out the door, they're dealing drugs, they're getting into all sorts of trouble, planning to steal the next bloody car or whatever. They say it's catastrophic and for the people looking after them in those homes, the workers. Have a listen to this. It says here, Peter Carruthers writes in the Cairns Post, the state government's being warned to brace for an avalanche of sexual assault compensation claims on a similar scale to the National Redress Scheme because of the horrific child-on-child abuse currently taking place. Child-on-child abuse taking place behind locked doors of the ResiCare home system. Residential care, the warning from Hinch and Book member Nick Demeter coincides with claims made by a former Cairns ResiCare worker who's detailed bombshell first-hand insight into abuse. The former worker, who requested her name be withheld, said she was thrown in the deep end to look after high-care children at an Atherton ResiCare facility operated by Alternate Care. Her only qualification was a three-day online course and a requirement to be enrolled in a TAFE-run youth work certificate. She has said there's been a shocking failure of kids in care alleged to have been routinely raped by peers while she was employed at an Atherton Tablelands care home. Here's what she said, quote, "My first ever shift, I just literally finished my course that day and I started with the most troubled children. No one wanted to go to that house, so I was a fresh person who had never done it," she said. "I got my nose broken. One of the younger girls, she was 10, she got into a locked room and got a knife out. And I didn't even actually know who the house manager was. They didn't even give me a child safety number to call." It goes on to say, children in care being housed in Cairns hotel rooms, allegations of a toxic workplace at the Cairns Child Safety Department, claims of teen prostitution and drug use within youth residential care homes, and claims of care providers putting profits before child welfare have exposed an industry alleged to be failing the region's young people in need. There's a lot more about this. Just briefly, I'll mention this. During Parliament question time last month, Nick Demeter presented the Child Safety Minister, Leanne Lynard, with statistics from the report and asked what was being done to protect children in ResiCare from other children. I've got Nick Demeter on the line. He's gone public with this, and my God, this is bombshell stuff. He's the state member for Hinchinbrook for the KAP, Katter's Australian Party. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This is really potentially a bombshell, meaning you've got it out there, you haven't hesitated to tell it as you see it, but this business of young children raping other children, my God, this is catastrophic.
You know, John, anybody that was just listening to you read back that article would have their stomach churning right now. And personally, I feel physically sick hearing about the reaccounts of some of the atrocities that's happening in the ResiCare houses across Queensland. And the fact is, these children are in ResiCare because they should be being protected by the system. And there is a failure within the system that is allowing child perpetrators to systematically involve themselves in child abuse with children within these houses. Listening to the horrors that these ResiCare workers have to go through on a nightly basis. You know, locking kids, trying to lock kids out of rooms and using mattresses as physical barriers to stop rapes. These are the kind of things that the state government should be standing on their toes trying to fix right now. And the Youth Justice Minister, in their response in the question without notice I asked just a month ago, gives us very little faith that the department is even concerned about this, let alone trying to fix it.
Do you know, we get calls from people who live adjacent to these places. They say they're an absolute disaster. As soon as the deliveries got, the police have gone or whatever, these kids are straight out the door and into it again, into all sorts of misbehaviour. And it's just so, for a start, patently unfair to those neighbours that they're exposed to this sort of thing. But everyone seems to get this picture, oh, it's just a voluntary thing and isn't it nice that people take them in? No, it's not. It's big business. These are private companies.
Not only is it big business, the state government, since the Palaszczuk government took office 3 terms ago now, has spent $500 million on trying to fix the youth crime and the youth justice problems. Mm. There is a lot of money being siphoned off, and we've got private entities set up as non-profits that are making a lot of money out of this. Mm. And the words industry are correct, because any industry to be identified as an industry needs to be churning a profit. Mm. And that's what these companies are doing, or these non-profits set up as.
Can I ask you this, Nick? I mean, people are really scratching their noggin saying, these kids can't be, you know, 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 years of age or whatever. Surely wouldn't they have an alternative to this sort of thing? How old are these kids?
You know, some of these perpetrators are as young as 11 years of age.
Hell.
You know, some of the most heinous crimes being committed in this state against children are being committed by children perpetrators.
Mm.
There needs to be a way to not only break the cycle, but there needs to be accountability. And the fact that the state government has decided, well, you know, we can't handle this, so we're going to put it out to a third-party entity so they can manage it. Are they trying to manage the risk, or are they trying to manage the liability here?
I hear also these contracts are very sizable. I mean, you've just given us a figure there of, what was it, $500 million spent by the state government in recent years in trying to sort this matter out, and it's got clearly much worse.
There is absolutely. And one of your biggest problems, John, is the people that are tasked with managing these children have no legal mechanism to do so. They can't lock them in a room at night. They can't lock them in the house so they're not out on the streets committing more crimes and causing havoc to those neighbours and adjacent properties.
Yeah.
There is no ability for them to manage these children physically. So the only tool they have is using their words, asking them nicely, and telling them what they should and shouldn't be doing. Mm. But if these kids, now you've got to remember, some of these kids have committed some of the most heinous crimes and have been committing crimes for, you know, most of the juvenile years.
Yeah.
Asking them nicely not to go next door and sexually assault the next child if they have a history of sexual assault in their portfolio of crimes is not going to be enough to stop this.
Mm. Oh, this has just come to me. This is today's schedule at Parliament House regarding the inquest underway in Townsville into the death of 4 children, stolen vehicle, 2020. KOP's fears there are more similar tragedies on the horizon as juvenile defending reaches new heights. What's this about? This is later this morning, is it?
Yeah, so we're doing a press conference on this later this morning to speak about this. But, you know, there's an inquest right now happening in Townsville on the tragedy that happened a couple of years ago where 4 children were killed by a driver that was underage in a stolen vehicle. And they're trying to get to the bottom of this. But the reality is, I can tell you very, very, very easily, the cause of this is allowing children to continue to run around in stolen vehicles. And Minister Mark Ryan made a grandiose statement in Parliament this morning how they're going to be crushing hoon vehicles. Well, I think Mr. Ryan needs to understand the biggest threat out there on our roads are not hoon vehicles. They do contribute, but those stolen vehicles being driven by underage, unlicensed, and unregistered drivers out there that are juvenile, they're the most dangerous thing on our streets right now. It needs to be cleaned up.
I'm just looking at a new term for me. We're talking mandatory long-term or remote mandatory long-term application to give these off-the-rails children a future. And it says here, a third option to the courts. Tell me about the so-called third option to the courts.
The KAP has advocated for over 5 years for our relocation sentencing policy to be implemented by the state government. Now, this is the idea of setting up a remote detention facility where children magistrates have a third option right now when it comes to sentencing children. Right now, it's put them out on bail back on the street.
Yes.
Send them to Cleveland Bay Detention Centre, which has a 95% reoffending rate within the first 12 months, or take on the opportunity to take on our policy, which is sending these kids to a remote location for 6 to 12 months so that we can try and turn some of these kids around, get them the help they need to break the cycle.
Do you know, it's a given. We can't go on like this. I do wish you well this morning. What time's that happening, by the way?
That's happening at 12 o'clock.
Okay, I'm just hoping it gets widespread coverage. Not that they'll take any notice down in the southeast corner, but the more we can put the spotlight on this emergency in our midst, this nightmare in our midst, the closer we are to some sort of solution. We can't go on like this, Nick. I really appreciate what you're doing here. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
That's Nick DiMetto. Nick DiMetto is the state member for the seat of Hinchinbrook for Counties Australian Party Queensland.